Hello, Fritz Bergeron here, bloodandfaith.com. I wanted to talk about exactly what this woke stuff is. What is woke? What is this woke stuff? And specifically, what is this hypersensitiveness to race and gender and critical theory and the oppressed and the non-oppressed and the oppressor and discrimination? What is that stuff, and why is it going on, and how is it going on? Right now in the United States, we have this, I was going to call it a fabulous experiment, but it's not an experiment and it's not fabulous, but we have this, it's a religious impulse. It's a fundamentalist, cultic, religious impulse, hyper-moralistic religious impulse to rewrite the hearts and brains of mankind so that we do not see sex or race or gender or preferences in anything we do. This is most obvious in the corporate world. And I say corporate, I don't mean what I mean is in government and academia, as well as in large businesses. As far as I'm concerned, they're all the same. The secular liberal capitalist order is not any different than the government business monolith that is in China, or the government business union that is so roundly criticized that we saw in National Socialist Germany under Adolf Hitler, or that we saw in Russia, where the party bosses ran the factories. There was a union between business and government in the USSR. And we see the exact same thing in the United States today. Now, back in those countries, in the USSR, in under Mao's China, the emphasis was on eliminating from the heart of mankind any sort of capitalist greed or bourgeois sentiment, where if you worked hard and you saved up, you could invest, own your own means of production, and become rich. That was considered the fundamental core of evil in mankind, and it had to be expunged, even to the extent of wiping out tens of millions of people. In the USSR, we saw that most clearly in the Holodomor. They starved to death tens of millions of Russian peasants. And peasants, by that mean, I mean small farmers, small independent farmers. They had their own land. They were resistant to the ideas of Marxism. And so they were slaughtered, either outright shot, or the farms were taken away and incorporated into these massive Soviet agribusiness structures that throughout the history of the Soviet Union was never able to properly feed the people. That's why in the Soviet Union, you saw them relent and say, okay, people can have private gardens in their backyard now, because people were starving. And, by the way, that's why you saw that in Cuba toward the end of Castro's life, where he finally relented and said, okay, y'all can grow your own gardens and your own chickens. And if you want to sell a couple chickens on the side, go ahead, because it didn't work. So I saw the same thing in China. China, eventually, they said, you know, instead of fighting this monstrosity, let's get with the program and own it and be the greatest capitalist on the planet and take down the Americans. They couldn't expunge basic human nature. We have this experiment going on in the United States today to expunge the fundamental nature of mankind, which is to understand and recognize differences between gender, differences between sex, to know that homosexuality is a cult of death, and to realize, in all honesty, that there are differences between races and languages and cultures, and that this is not a thing to be avoided or hidden or buried or bleached out of the identity of mankind. but rather to be embraced and enjoyed. The experiment in the United States today is, can we fundamentally expunge this inherent nature of mankind? In the old Soviet Union and under the old China, it was to erase the yearning to make money and to better yourselves. Now it's to erase all differences in human beings. Thou shalt not see race, sex, gender, class, orientation. And because they're all supposedly the same. This is the same thing they tried to do in the Soviet Union, except in the Soviet Union, it was around economics. And in the United States today, it centers around race and sex and gender orientation and these fundamental facets of who we are as human beings. The experiment is to create a generation of mankind that doesn't see those things anymore, and they're pursuing this with the zeal of a fanatic. The same way they did in Russia and China and Cuba. But rebellious mankind has moved beyond that and has instead embraced private property and wealth. And now we've moved on to changing the fundamental nature of mankind so that we don't see all these things that God created in us. There's only two genders. There's only two sexes. Your gender lines up with your sex. Males get together with females. There are different races, and each race is different. I don't care how you define race. They're all different. Why wouldn't they be different? Some are better in some areas than others. Some are worse than some areas than others. Others are just different. Not any different than you and I. I am different than you. I am not you. I am better at some things than you. You are vastly better than me in many, many other things. To lie to the mirror and say we are all the same is an insult to not only ourselves, our children, our ancestors, our God. It's also an insult to everybody else on the planet, every other individual on the planet, and every other race on the planet. To say we are all the same is the greatest insult that can be, because if we're all the same, we're utterly replaceable as individuals and as races. Opens the door to not only mass murder, but all the kind of hatreds that we've seen throughout history. Let's eliminate the kulaks. They were the irredeemables, the deplorables under the USSR. Eliminate the entire class of people. We saw the same thing under Pol Pot in Cambodia in the 1970s. We must eliminate this bias. We must eliminate their unconscious bias in Cambodia under Pol Pot. Anybody that is literate will be executed. Anybody that has glasses will be executed, because you would only have glasses in order to figure out how to read. Pol Pot considered that the literate people were infected with unconscious biases that had to be eliminated by any means necessary. And so we have the killing fields. 25% of his own population was executed by his own government. Blind obedience to the cult. Blind obedience to the cult leader. They were killing their own people. Under Mao, you had the Cultural Revolution, and indeed, it was the same thing. The cult ideas were spread and imposed upon a younger generation, and they called out their own parents. They called out their own parents and publicly renounced them and ridiculed them. And if you did not, you were considered part of the problem. And you too could be beaten, killed, at the minimum, publicly shamed and humiliated, forced out of your job, forced to beg in the streets. Now we come full circle. Now we come full circle. United States is not any different than the Soviet Union and China under Mao. It's just a different name with the same characteristics. The union of big business, the union between the press, the control of the press and the government, it's all one. With the great monolithic religion of atheism in the Soviet Union, in China, and now in the United States. And if you don't think the way they think, you are a deplorable and you're an irredeemable. And we're subject to mass psychosis, mass indoctrination, mass mind control. And the leaders of the cult imposes hatred deeper and deeper and deeper into the psyche of a great portion of Americans. How many seminars are there out there on unconscious bias? How many seminars are out there on critical race theory? How many programs are there out there to eliminate discrimination? It's a cult. It's a religious cult. They want to fundamentally change the nature of mankind from the inside out. You're a bad thinker. You have bad thoughts. We cannot allow this to continue. It's against their religion. It's against their religion. Billions of dollars are being spent in this latest experiment to fundamentally change the nature of mankind. It used to be the impulse for gain that many people have, not everybody. Changed the economic heart of man. Now it's, we don't want you to understand that there's a difference between genders or sexes or races or orientations. We want you utterly bleached and purified so we can insert whatever dogma we want to into your heart. When you divorce a people from their languages, lands, race, traditions, and place in the universe, you can do this to a people. This is the nature of these revolutions that really began with the French Revolution, with the ideas surrounding the French Revolution, a new understanding of who mankind is or should be. So they have to eliminate everything that tied people to the past so they could remake mankind. We are watching the latest phase of that project in the United States today. Any corporate entity that you go into, from business to government to the academy, you're indoctrinated into this cult. And if you disagree with the cult, you're cast out. And part of the cult is you must report bad thinkers. You must report people that don't submit to and comply with the ideas of the cult. The Soviet Union had that. Secret police everywhere. Hitler had that with his secret police. China had that. Cultural Revolution. You called out your neighbors, you called out your own parents and denounced them publicly for having bad thoughts. Cuba had that with their block watch. Somebody on every block, an informant to the secret police that could report you for having bad thoughts. Welcome to the United States of America in 2022. This is exactly what's going on in the United States in 2022. See something, say something. In many corporate organizations, supervisors are required to report political noncompliance. They're required to. Otherwise, they themselves will lose their jobs. Moral and political rigidity is the norm in the corporate world today, including government, all the bureaucracies. If you see something, you must report it to the federal government so that they can root out political noncompliance. We live in the cult that you were afraid of. We live in the theocracy that you feared. You live in the totalitarian system that previous generations fought against. And the more they dig into it, the more they want to dig into it, to root out every last vestige of humanity and instill that fear and the self-doubt and the destructiveness and the self-accusation, to instill that into every American so that they can have absolute control over every thought, word, and deed. I've watched mature, well-educated, highly experienced in life men and women grovel, not even before people, but before the very idea that they might have an unconscious bias somewhere in their heart, chanting mantras like a cult member. Diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength. These are cult members. And they're terrified they're in the cult, because if they disagree with the cult, they're going to be punished. Recognize this for what it is. This isn't freedom. It's slavery. It's bondage. It's wrong. It's evil. Be brave enough to speak up against it. You owe it to your children. You owe it to your ancestors. They're not looking for a fair, more balanced world. They want the subjugation of the human spirit. Ground under the boot of a global totalitarian power, spreading hatred and fear and accusation and guilt. And it will never end. It will never end. There is no liberation. There is no redemption. There is no forgiveness. There is no freedom under this beast that grinds down the heart of mankind right in front of our eyes every day. And we watch it and we see it. And the sons and daughters of Christendom remain silent. Why? They've forgotten their Redeemer. They've forgotten who made them the way they are. They've forgotten the Sunday school lessons of their grandparents, that they're made in the image of God, that they're made male and female, that they're made of the race of their ancestors, that the Redeemer came and shed his blood for us for the forgiveness of our sins, and we cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves by our own works. Rejoice in who you are. Rejoice in your lands and your customs and your languages and your ancestors and your race, and protect them. Cling to them. That's your protection. as you renounce who you are and you're the place that God puts you in, you're renouncing your own protections, and you will be treated like dung. You and your descendants will be bleached out in the giant blender and turned into flavorless tofu so they can do with you as they would. And if you object, you will go the way of the kulaks. You will go the way of the petty bourgeoisie under every communist regime that we've seen in history. You will go the way of the victims of Mao's cultural revolution. You will go the way of 25% of Cambodia under Pol Pot, extinguished as poison to the future, when really you are the only hope for the future. You're the only hope for the future. Men and women clinging to their God, their land, their language, their ancestors, their traditions, their borders. Those are the natural antibodies to the global Borg, the global beast, the global totalitarianism that hates mankind. The cult lies to you. And in the end, the difference will be no different than the difference for the Cambodians under Pol Pot or the Kulaks under Lenin and Stalin or the littered under Pol Pot. It won't be any different. This is the inevitable course of history unless you stand up and you resist. How do you resist? Believe and open your mouth. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Be brave. Don't submit to the cult. FritzBergen, bloodandfaith.com.